Good morning, on Sunday the 10th of October 2021. Our readings for today are from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 16, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31. And it's the passage in Mark chapter 10 that I want to consider today. This is a familiar reading where it talks about the rich young ruler coming to Jesus. And let me read a few verses, starting from verse 17. Now, as Jesus was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honour your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack: go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And let me just stop there. We know the obvious answer, and in a way the correct answer, to the question that this young man asked Jesus. And yet Jesus seems to answer him from where he has asked the question. Now, I need to expand on that. I need to explain what I'm saying. The young man asked, "Good teacher," he asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And we know the answer is to trust in the Lord Jesus, believe in him, believe that he is the saviour of the world, and you shall be saved. Being born again, trusting in Jesus, that's what the answer is. But Jesus doesn't tell him that. He doesn't say, "Believe in me and you shall be saved." Rather, he starts giving this explanation about talking about the commandments. Why does Jesus do that? Well, I believe that Jesus does that because of the way that the question was asked, and because Jesus knew the man's heart. You see, the Lord Jesus wants us all to come to him, but he wants us to come to him and trust and believe in him. He doesn't want people who are going to come to him and say, "Look at what I've got, Lord, that I can give to you." As happens so often, we are guilty of looking at how good we are and what we have to offer God. And on the whole, God's not interested in that. He wants us to come to him, to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to him and trust in him. So let's look at again in verse 17. Now, as Jesus was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him. Now, this is what he said: "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And I read it like that on purpose to show what I believe the problem was. The young man was not coming to Jesus to ask Jesus what Jesus could do for him to give him eternal life. He wanted to earn it. He wanted to be able to say that he was worthy of himself to inherit eternal life. And I believe that's why Jesus has gone down the line of telling him about the commandments. And being a Jew, this young man would have done his best to keep the commandments. And even in that, we know that it was impossible for everyone to keep the commandments, because Jesus taught that it wasn't just doing the actual sin that was the problem, it was thinking it. do not commit adultery, and I'm sure the young man had never committed adultery, but yet I'm sure at the same time he may well have lusted in his heart and his mind after other women. And Jesus taught that that was the same as committing adultery. But the emphasis of this story, I believe, is that the man's question was wrong. And so often for many of us, the question is wrong. We're asking the wrong question. We should not be coming to God asking Him, if I do this, if I go to church, if I read my Bible, if I do all of these things, will you accept me? But rather we need to come to God the Father, come to Jesus and say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I know you are the Saviour of the world, but I need you to be my Saviour. I come to you and cry out to you because I need your help. Totally different attitude, totally different response of what will be needed. Now, in the passage, then, if you see it in the light of what I've been trying to say, Jesus then goes on and tells him to sell everything that he has because Jesus knows fine rightly that he's a rich man. And he said this to this man, it's not the same for everybody. But he goes on then later on in the passage and he talks about. Let me just pick out in verse 23. Jesus says, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And then again, he says, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And the point I believe that what Jesus is talking about is in connection with this young man. And that is that people trust in what they can do. People trust in what they have. And if you trust in what you have, you'll not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it doesn't matter whether you've got £50 or £50 million, you cannot buy your way into the kingdom of heaven. And again, am I saying that money is wrong? No, it's not wrong. But do you have it or does it have you? Because in a very real way, money had this young man because he depended upon it. And for that reason, he left sad because he didn't want to give up his wealth. He didn't want to trust in Jesus. And the same is very much for you who are listening to me. And when you read this passage, look at those words at the beginning. Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Verse 17 of Mark chapter 10. Are you coming to Jesus, trying to negotiate with him about how good you are and what you can do, or even what you've done? Because I have taught you and told you before that what you do is as a response to already accepting Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. And what I mean by that is that, yes, you should go to church, but you go to church because you're a believer, not because you want God to accept you and make you a believer. Being the believer comes first. And I've said that, you don't have to go to church, but you'll go to church if you're a Christian. You'll want to be in church because you love Jesus. And you'll want to pray because you love Jesus. But you don't pray in order to get God to love you. We need to come with the right attitude. We need to come before Him, knowing that we need Him. He is the answer. And I've said this before, it's nearly like it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is Jesus. When the answer is anything else, be it our money, be it our intellect, be it, do you not realize who I am? We've already fallen short. Because Jesus is the answer. The rich young ruler needed Jesus. Needed Jesus. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. And praise God, I've come to Jesus and he is my Savior and he is my Lord. And I would pray that that would be your confession too, that Jesus is your Savior, that Jesus is your Lord, and that you do to the best of your ability take up your cross and follow him. And thankfully, the way that I've said that, to the best of your ability, is that if you have come to Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, he will be there to help you take up your cross and to follow him. Because Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the point is that we are linked to Jesus and we walk with him. He doesn't expect us to live the life that he's called us to on our own. But we come and live this life dependent on him. So it's really important how you ask the question, rather than coming and saying, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? But come and say, Lord Jesus, I need you so that I can inherit eternal life. Because you're the way, you're the truth, and you're the life. Help me, Lord Jesus. And if you pray a prayer just like that, he will help you. And he will make you part of the kingdom of God. And you shall receive eternal life. So come to Jesus, if you haven't already, and ask him to save you, to give you eternal life. Do not rely on your own strength and your own wisdom, but surrender everything and come to Jesus for what Jesus can give you, because he alone can give you eternal life. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.